Angela's Visit by Nancy Grossman Samuel. Lucy stared at the television, a big bowl of ice cream on her lap. Splashes of color and chunks of chocolate decorated the floor. She was confused. Family Feud was on TV, but there were other sounds, a loud voice and a banging noise. It was a little frightening, but also a little exciting. She put the bowl down and gingerly got up. Her fluffy bathroom opened, exposing her naked 85-year-old body to the world. She walked closer to the television and cocked her head at the TV. "Hello? Mom, the door is chained. I can't get in. Can you hear me? Open the fucking door." Shocked by the foul language, Lucy gingerly moved toward the voice, her hands closing the robe tightly around her. She saw the crack in the door where the chain held it closed and felt safe. Angela took a deep breath. "Mom, finally, it's one. What are you doing in your bathrobe?" Lucy looked at the beautiful young woman and had no idea why she was calling her mom. "Earth to Mom, let me in, please." Lucy smiled and realized what to do. "Oh, well, if you close the door, I can take the chain off. But I'm not really dressed for company," she laughed. Angela walked in the now open door. Though confused, Lucy knew she must somehow know this young woman. Her face was familiar, but there was no matching name. "Hi, Mom," Angela said, giving her a too tight hug and looking too long into her eyes. "Hello, sweetheart." Lucy was blocking her entrance. Maybe she shouldn't have called her sweetheart. "May I come in?" "Of course," said Lucy, laughing a little bit. "I'm sorry, I just wanted to look at you. I can't get over how beautiful you are. Come right in." Angela thought, "Come right in." Being overly calm, Angela asked, "You okay?" "Yes, I'm fine," said Lucy, cheerful. Angela came in and put her suitcase by the door. "You're in your bathrobe." "Yes, I am," said Lucy, pulling it tightly over her body. "Would you like some tea?" "No, thank you," said Angela with a nervous laugh. Well, okay, make me some tea." Lucy got a big smile on her face and looked toward the kitchen. Angela followed her. She saw the bowl of ice cream tilted dangerously on the TV room couch and the ice cream all over the counters. She watched her mother look in various cabinets as if each one held a mystery. "Going to the bathroom, right back." "Okay, sweetheart, see you later." Angela went to the bathroom, sat on the closed seat, and put her head in her hands. Pulling a phone from her pocket, she dialed a number. "What the hell is going on, Bruce?" What do I mean? "Do you know where I am?" "Right, at Mom's. She's clueless. How long has this been going on? Why is she here alone? You should see this place." In a whisper, she hollered at her brother. "I don't give a flying fuck if you have to work. You can't leave her alone. She has a mixing bowl filled with ice cream on the couch, open and spilling containers all over the counters, and not a clue who I am. She asked me if she could fix me tea." "Right, I hate tea. My mother knows I hate tea." "Come now, we need to talk, we need to." The phone disconnects. "Well, fuck you too," she said to the phone. Angela took a deep breath and walked to the kitchen. Lucy, holding a picture, looked up and smiled. "I love this picture of you and Bruce. Did you make me tea?" Lucy laughed. "Tea? You hate tea. Why would I make you tea? You can make yourself a blended drink if you want, or there's water." Angela grabbed the bowl of ice cream and held it toward her mother. Lucy laughed. "Oops, I've been caught." Angela started under her breath to sing the Twilight Zone theme.